Hi all, it's Jack, and it's Thursday. Happy Thursday to you, as they say. So we've brought back an old feature that we used to run here on a regular basis, but it's probably been since 2004, 2005 that we did it consistently. And what was it? It was freeway blogging. Yes, we're on the freeway using the audio blogging function. Here we're using Bluetooth so that we're hands-free and we're safe because the roads are already populated with enough idiots without our adding to it. Drive safely, my friends, and drive safely, and remember that there are other people on the road with you. If you've been around long enough, you may even recall that the Schmata Queen made an appearance on a couple of these audio blog posts, and you may also know that could be one of three times in which I actually got a word in edgewise. Man, that chick can talk. Excuse me while I duck. I don't want to get hit by that big black purse. Actually, truth is, it wasn't that she dominated the conversation. It's more that she just talks a lot faster than I do. So you know, even she would admit that. Anyhow, so my luck turned around in the right direction yesterday. I was very pleased. I was walking through a local shopping establishment when I came upon $300 that did not have an owner. Yes, I found $300 bills on the floor. They weren't in a wallet. They weren't in an envelope. They were just lying there. So I picked them up, and I wandered around the store for a bit, trying to see if, you know, somebody was, you know, panicking because they realized that they'd lost money. But there was nobody there. I walked outside and right in front of the store and looked around a little bit. And then I debated about whether I should turn it in or not. And I didn't turn it in. Maybe it's because I was being cynical about whether they would actually, you know, get back to the owner, or maybe I was just interested in making $300. Maybe it's all of the above. I don't know. I thought about it briefly because I thought, if my kids brought this money to me, would I do the same, or would I try and, you know, teach them something different? If it would have been a wallet, in all sincerity, if it would have been a wallet or anything that had identification, I would have turned it in, no questions asked, you know, not mine. This one fell into enough of a gray area for me that I took it. And then I spent some of that money last night on a very fine meal. Got some great sushi, and it was just, I always like sushi, but free sushi is better than the sushi you pay for, almost without exception. And then, as I was trying to fall asleep last night, I was thinking a little bit about, you know, what's going on with the blog, what I'm trying to do, have my storytelling skills gotten any better, you know, and I was thinking about, as well, just, you know, career-wise, you know, what sort of path am I on right now? Am I doing the things that are going to get me to where it is I want to be? And the answer is maybe. And when I think about this, you know, it ties into a conversation I have with my son more than once, but we had it again the other day because he started in high school. And we're talking about, is there a particular age at which you have to know what it is you want to do, you know, with, you know, your life? And I told him there's no single age for that, and that your interests and and the things you identify with and your abilities all change over time. And I use as an example that I really wanted to play for the Dodgers and I really wanted to play for the Lakers. But it just didn't matter because I couldn't make either team, so I had to come up with something else. And we talked about how the different life experiences I've had have led me to where I'm at today. And we talked about you never have as much control over your life as you want to. It's never complete. There are always people that influence it. It's not just parents. It's not just siblings or husbands, wives, or girlfriends. There are a lot of different variables. You know, it's the boss. It's the owner of the company. It's the politicians. It's all these different things that can have an impact and create an environment and a situation that you never could have prepared for. When 9/11 hit, that just devastated a lot of the businesses, you know, people I know. It had an impact on the business that I was working for at the time, so it impacted me, you know, not nearly as significantly as those who lost their lives or people who had, you know, who lost family or friends in it, but there was an impact. And again, I had no influence over that. I didn't create it, but I had to deal with what came afterwards. So it's an interesting sort of conversation talking to the kids about these things, because you really have to think about some of it and try and decide, is this really what I believe, or am I just blowing, you know, sunshine up his ass to make him feel positive about the future? And the answer is, I really do believe that you don't have to know it at 14 or 15 or 16, even 30 or even 40, You know, 45, exactly what it is you want to do. I think it's better when you get to be in your 30s that you have a pretty good idea about what you're trying to do so that you can knuckle down, bear down, and gain, you know, the skills you need to progress through the workplace and to build your career. But it also is important that you understand that you're rarely ever just locked in a place. If you've been reading the blog, you'll know I had the line, you're not a tree, you're not rooted in space, you know, into a place. I'm not the only one who said that, but I've said it in the blog, you know, don't be a fucking tree. You know, if you don't like your situation, do something about it, move. And that's what I've been trying to do for a while. And some of it hasn't happened as fast as I would like, but pieces are in place. So, I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that. And don't you wish you found money? Maybe you did. Anyhow, that's it. Freeway Post is officially over. See you around. Bye.